To most of the world, the Bible is just a history book or a book of practical wisdom, but it's far more than those things. The Bible is God's Word. Here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, we believe that the Bible is more than just a bestseller, but it's powerful and life-changing. The Bible has the answers to your important questions and can teach us about the things that are visible and invisible. This is why we are excited to share God's timeless truths with you. We are glad that you have joined us this Sunday morning for our program. And our prayer, as always, is that you would allow God's Word to direct your life. Here is Pastor Burns.
I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, and thank you again for joining us for our program on this Lord's Day. You're listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, and we air every single Sunday morning at 8:30 here on Faith FM, and we are honored to preach the Word of God to the Waterloo region. Last Sunday during our worship service, I had the opportunity to have, we had a special Sunday called Radio Ministry Sunday, and our focus was to look at the radio ministry and the opportunity and the really, I would say, obligation that we have as a church to preach the Word of God to the Waterloo region. And we truly do have a wonderful opportunity. God has financially provided this opportunity, and as long as we have an open door, I think it's our obligation to preach Thus saith the Lord. We want to reach into homes, those who are hurting, those who are helpless, and we want to give to them the power of the Word of God. Because, you know, in my office, I have hundreds of books, and they're just books, but the Bible is a living book, and it is alive, and it is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it can change your life. We truly believe that, and that's why we are investing in a radio ministry. Now, you can help us keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air by supporting us financially. You can give us a one-time gift or a weekly gift, and this would help us to keep on preaching the Word of God to the Waterloo region. So we had this wonderful Sunday, the Radio Ministry Sunday, and we focused on our purpose. Now, our purpose ultimately is to give God glory. To God be the glory, great things He has done. But in the book of Jude, the Bible teaches us that in a world of apostasy, a world of confusion, we are to simply have compassion and make a difference. And that is the driving force of Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, is to have compassion on those who are hopeless. And that is why we do what we do in preaching the Word of God on the air. So we're going to listen to God be the glory, great things He has done. Our focus is always on the Lord Jesus. And then we're going to open our Bibles. We're going to look at the book of Jude, and we're going to look at how we can make a difference as we have compassion. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. As we consider a radio ministry, or really as we consider any ministry,
We want to look at this morning the motivation behind it. Why do we have a radio program? Why do we invest in that? Why do we have a bus ministry? Why do we have a teen ministry? Why do we do what we do? And the answer, I believe, is found in this wonderful book, in the book of Jude. We'll begin our reading in verse number 1 together, one chapter. If you find chapter 2, then you got the wrong Bible. Verse number 1, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence, verse 3, to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of that great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the families about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of the winds, trees whose fruits withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked out by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, and execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons of admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles and of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there would be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord, help us as we look at this scripture together this morning. Help us, Lord, to understand the importance of a text like this. Help us, Lord, I pray, to be aware of our world, the condition of our world, those who do not know you, who, Lord, would try to deceive us. Help us, Lord, to stand upon biblical truth in these days. And Lord, I pray that you would work in our lives and guide us into all truth. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be attentive to your word this morning. I know our flesh is weak, but Lord, our spirit is willing. And so help us, Lord, to learn and to grow. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we look at this passage of scripture, there's these words that kind of just pop out at us from verse 22. The Bible says, and some have compassion, making a difference. And if some have compassion, making a difference. Now, I understand that we traveled very quickly through this passage of scripture, but really the need is apparent. If we are keen Bible students, we would understand that we need to be alert from apostasy. And the Bible tells us in this passage of scripture that not everyone that would raise the banner of Christ and would claim to be of God are actually of God. And there's a warning here to be careful from these types of false teachers. Now, there's no doubt about it. This is a very difficult letter. This is a letter, I believe, that's convicting and challenging, but at the same time, it's pointed and it's blunt. In fact, in this scripture, Jude says, listen, I wanted to write to you of the common salvation. I wanted to talk to you about good, nice things. I wanted to talk to you about the blessing of being a Christian, but I had to change gears, and he says, I had to talk about, I was compelled to contend. In fact, he says, earnestly contend for the faith. And so what he's talking about here is something that is so important. And we need to understand that if you're not for Christ, you're against Christ. We need to understand this morning that if we're not for truth, then we're for error. And that's the premise of this passage of scripture. I mean, what we're reading about in this scripture and these 25 verses, we're talking about a very serious thing. A very serious thing. I mean, heaven and hell weigh in the balance. This is about life and death here. And oftentimes we kind of just boil church down to something like this. Oh, well, you go to the so-and-so church. I think that's a great thing. And I hope the preacher's nice. I hope the pastor's nice. I hope the people are nice. But listen, friend, I want you to understand that if they are not preaching the truth, then they are a false prophet and they are not a nice guy. And I understand that that is a difficult thing for us in our society where we try so hard to be politically correct, but yet the Apostle Paul said to the church at Galatia, in the book of Galatians, he said, listen, if a man or an angel or any other creature preach another gospel, he said, let him be accursed. I mean, this is a serious thing. And I don't know if you have seen or have read the severity of the issue in the book of Jude, but this is a serious thing. And yet in the midst of apostasy, in the midst of error, in the midst of earnestly contending for the faith, Jude writes here, and of some have compassion, making a difference. He encourages us to think about the difference that we can make if we have compassion, if we have compassion. There's a contrast in the book of Jude about those who talk about God and those who actually are of the Lord. These apostates are lost. The Bible says here that they are clouds without water. They are empty. They have not the Spirit. And as we compare Scripture with Scripture, we know that if you have not the Spirit of God, then you are not a child of God. The Bible says that they are sensual, they are fleshly, and they are hopeless people. And the contrast is a people that has victory, a people that has hope, a people that has a satisfaction in the love of Christ, that have, verse number 20, a most holy faith. That's the contrast that he's talking about in this passage of Scripture. And as we process all of what's happening in the book of Jude, there's an opportunity. There's an obligation for us. In spite of those who would try to attack the truth of the gospel, because we are not apostate, because we are not unregenerate, because we are not walking in error, we have this opportunity, this obligation to have compassion on those who are. And that is really the premise of any ministry we have in our church. And that ought to be the premise of any ministry. Why do we have a radio program? Why do we invest money in a radio program? Because of compassion. And because of the need of the hour, and because of the confusion that we find our world in today. And so let's think about this scripture together for just a moment, and let's think about making a difference in your own personal life. Let's think about making a difference. People say, well, Pastor Burns, there are so many opportunities. There's such a vast need. How can we possibly make a difference? I heard the story of a young boy that was walking down the beach, and there were starfish that were washed up on shore. And he saw all of these starfish, and he began one by one to grab these starfish and to throw them back into the ocean. And the man was jogging down the beach, and he saw this young boy, and he was kind of compelled as he grabbed one starfish at a time and threw it into the ocean. And there were just millions of starfish over the sand. And this runner looked at the young boy and said, "What are you possibly doing?" He says, "You are never going to make a difference." And the young boy looked down, he looked at the starfish, he picked it up, he says, "I made a difference for him." He grabbed another one, says, "I made a difference for him. I made a difference for him." Here's the reality. We can make a difference today. We can make a difference. Of some have compassion, making a difference. Let's think about this text for just a moment. Number one, if you're in the habit of taking notes, would you write down that there is an interpretation in this passage of Scripture? There is an interpretation. You see, Jude is saying, in the light of what we've just read, because we have responded, because we have put our trust and our faith in the Lord Jesus, that we've accepted the wonderful grace of God. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if there hasn't been a time in your life where you've put your faith and trust in the Lord, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And the reality is that you can be saved today. And I believe that God brought you here this morning to get saved, because we serve a loving God, a compassionate God, who died on the cross so that you can have eternal life. And you have opportunity this morning to put your trust and faith in Jesus. And you can be saved today. There's opportunity for you to call upon the name of the Lord. But because we have mercy and we've received mercy, the Bible says that we are obligated to have compassion on them that do not know the Lord. And here in this passage of Scripture, in this interpretation, I think we have really three categories of individuals that are in our world today. There are three categories of types of people that are in our world today that Timeless Truth Radio Ministry tries to broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 to try to reach out to these people. Number one, I believe that there are people in our world that are unstable. They are unstable. I mean, there are people that are doubting their salvation. There are people wrestling with that fact. If they were to die today, would God truly keep his promise? There are people that are wavering in their faith. Am I a Christian or am I not a Christian? Will I go to heaven or will I not go to heaven? And I'm convinced that maybe there are people here even this morning that are going through that very same struggle, and you are wavering in your faith. The reality is there are people that struggle with their assurance of salvation. And how do we battle that? Well, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The only way you're going to battle doubts is by faith in God, and we grow our faith through the Word of God, and yet there are people in our world today that are spiritually unstable, and there are false teachers in our world today that take that opportunity, and they take unstable people, and they do all that they can to manipulate those individuals. In fact, in 2 Peter chapter 2, and verse number 14, it really describes false teachers. And it says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14, it says, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling, deceiving, unstable souls. There are people in our world today that will manipulate and take advantage of unstable people. And yet as Christians, the Bible says that we are to have compassion and we are to help them to find confidence in thus saith the Lord. We are to direct them, not to a church creed, not to a church denomination, but to the Word of God, where they can find the very truth and to help them to become stable in their life. And so the Bible teaches us that we are to have compassion. We are to help them to grow roots in their life and to become stable into their life.
You have been listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns, pastor of Kitchener Baptist Church. We hope that this message has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for more than 10 years. He is passionate about the Word of God and God's answers for today's problems. If Pastor Burns' ministry has helped you, he would love to hear your story. Connect with us online at timelesstruths.ca. You can help keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air by financially supporting this ministry. For more information on how you can partner with us, please visit our website at timelesstruths.ca or call us at 519-579-2236. Now, here is Pastor Burns with our Timeless Truth for today.
There are so many people in our world today that are unstable. They waver in their faith. And the Bible teaches us in the book of James that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. In fact, he's illustrated as really like a wave that rises and falls and emotionally charged. In other words, how they feel dictates what they believe. And this is not found in the Bible. In fact, the Word of God is very clear that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And even the Bible says in 1 John that if our heart condemn us, then God is greater than our heart. So truth is truth, and truth is lifted high. It's above a church denomination. Truth is above a creed. Church is about more than about how we feel. But truth is to be what we dictate, how we dictate our life and how we live our life. And so the truth of the Word of God is imperative. And knowing the truth and standing on the truth is imperative to our life each and every day. And so this is why we have the Bible in our hands. A lot of people take the Bible and they use it kind of just as a textbook. And they know the Bible in and out. Listen, here's the reality. You know, you can read a book on math and you can be a great mathematician. You can read a book on science and you can be a scientist. You can read a book on swimming and drown, because there's some things you just have to do. And the same is true with the Bible. The Word of God is not something that we just study and know about, because you can study the Bible and you can know the Bible from cover to cover and you can be a great theologian, but you cannot be a good Christian unless you take the Bible and live it. And that is how we become stable in our life, because God doesn't want us to live our life as a question mark. God wants us to live our life as an exclamation point. He wants us to have confidence. And this is why over and over and over again in the Bible, you read about that expression, you know, being confident of this very thing. God wants us to be confident. God wants us to have hope. God wants us to have assurance of our salvation. And this happens when we take the Bible and we grow and we learn. And this is never going to happen if you're a part of a church that doesn't preach the Bible. I think this is just a terrible thing in our society today, where churches have left, thus saith the Lord. And instead of preaching the Bible, they've replaced it with drama. They replaced it with music. They replaced it with all these different things. And really the only thing that can give us stability in our life is the preaching of the Word of God. That's why the Apostle Paul told Timothy, Timothy, preach the word and be instant in season and out of season. Preach the Bible when it's popular and when it's not popular, because the Bible is able to reprove us, rebuke us, and exhort us. And this is how we become stable in our Christian life. And this is our timeless truth for today. God's purpose is for you to become a stable Christian. I don't know if you've ever seen, maybe in the movies or on a picture, the old West. And one of the things, the objects that you see in the old West is a tumbleweed. And, you know, it kind of just blows in the wind. Wherever the wind blows, the tumbleweed will roll across the screen or roll across the scene. And that's how a lot of Christians live their life. They're like that tumbleweed Christian. God doesn't want us to live our life like that. He wants us to be stable. He wants us to be confident. He wants us to have assurance. And our church, Kitcher Baptist Church, we major on the Bible. I mean, the Word of God is priority. And we sing some songs and we take some time and pray, and then we take a half hour every single service and we preach and we teach, thus saith the Lord. And so I want to encourage you to come and visit us at Kitchener Baptist Church. In fact, we're meeting together this morning at 10:30. I hope that you'll join us and be a part of our morning service. God wants us to be a stable Christian, and that is our timeless truth for today.
Weekends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RE Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RE Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RE Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RE Recovery? RE Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to RERecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is RERecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
To know for sure that you are on your way to heaven, please visit us online at life.kitchenerbaptist.org. That's LIFE.kitchenerbaptist.org.